I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I think that's right.
Hello,
welcome to the Halo Halo Show, everyone.
Welcome back to all the listeners, the Leche fans. Welcome. And if it's your first time here, we're going to tell you all about the podcast.
Join in. Come near the fire.
Because,
you know, it's hell.
It's hot out here, bro.
Damn. But hello, welcome to the podcast. This is the Halo Halo Show, where we talk about everything and anything under the sun, but specifically things that happen in the Philippines, because yes, we are two Filipinos. Mm-hmm. One is in the Philippines. The other is not. Guess who?
The one who's sweating is in the Philippines. That's me. Right? Rika G's living in the cool weather of the UK. And living her best life right there. But yeah, so as Rika did mention, we talk about stuff that trends in the Philippines. We do have a little bit of a structure. So we start with where you've been, where we talk about our own lives. So we talk about stuff that we did, stuff that we watched. And I have a lot of stuff to talk about in terms of what to recommend for movies and TV shows this week. So stick around for that. And then we have our TTs, our trending topics. What are we talking about today?
So first, we're talking about Albie Casino, who was asked about something that recent that happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
much.
I think you already have an idea.
If you know the drama behind his story from like the last decade, then you'll know.
Yeah.
And then we're moving on to Ella Pangilinan, who posted something, I think, on Instagram, right? On Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Something about, I mean, basically she was talking about responsible journalism. So we'll delve more into that because it stems from, you know, the showbiz chismis that kind of is rampant in the social media sphere here in the Pinas. And then our last topic is Joy Spring. What's going on with Joy Spring?
So Joy Spring had some opinions about people having kids,
mm-hmm.
and she shared it on her own podcast, I believe.
Adulting with Joy Spring.
And so she had some opinions that honestly, for me, when I saw the headline on Cosmo, it was a little bit confusing or kind of like suggestive.
Okay.
Pero if you really listen to what she said, it's actually not negative.
Right.
So we're going to talk about that. And then,
that's
what we're going
to
talk about.
Yeah, so you can jump to the timestamps if you want to just skip straight to the TTs. They should be in the podcast description. But we're starting with where you've been, and Rika G is going first. What did you do in the last, 8 or 9 days since we released?
So this week, actually, so I'm going to start with yesterday. I went to London. So we just went around, but I actually met up with one of my fellow, I guess one of my course mates. So she was a student in the same course that I took here for my master's a year before. And then I reached out to her and I wanted to kind of just like have a friend who's in the same boat as me. You know what I mean? Like trying to.
What boat is that? Tell us.
Trying to get into the podcasting industry here in the UK and like who's also not from here. They weren't like she wasn't born here. So we met up at a coffee shop somewhere in London. And then I had a really good conversation with her. One of the things that, so she asked me about how I was doing, you know, what am I doing right now? And I said that, you know, sending out resumes, sending out CVs, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then one of the things that she told me, one of the first things that she told me was, you are not alone in this. Don't ever think that it's your fault. Don't ever think that there's something wrong with you or your experience or what you put in your resume, because it's not your fault. And I feel like I wanted to share that as well in this podcast, because I know that there might be some of you who are also sending out your resumes and, you know, job hunting and shit. And it really kills your soul, basically. And every single time, it's true.
I remember that feeling.
Right? Because right now, what I really crave for is some sort of stability. Mm. Okay, so I kind of want a corporate job. And I know that not a lot of people, actually, a lot of people would be on the other side of things, being in a corporate job, wanting to, you know, get out of it, blah, blah, blah. But for me, I'm on the other way around because I'm just craving for something, you know, like to do every day. Right. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. that routine. So jumping into that boat of quote unquote job hunting was a culture shock for me. Kasi hindi ko ina-expect na everyday isipin ko, ano ilalagay ko sa LinkedIn? Dapat may update ko kung ano ilalagay ko sa LinkedIn. And I'm like,
this active is... Active ka ba sa LinkedIn? Like, are you posting?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I know. Like, this is not me.
Right.
And I'm not... So, that's one of the things that she told me, and I feel like I also want to tell it to everybody out there who are also in the same boat as us. That it's not your fault and that you are not alone. And for me, kasi, one of the biggest things before what I would do is looking at, let's say, a job posting, diba? And then you look at the responsibilities, you look at the role, and then thinking that may mga one or two items there that you think, oh, you know, I'm not
qualified.
I didn't do that.
Right.
I'm not qualified for it kasi, you know, may isang point doon na never ko pa nagawa eh. And apparently, you know what? Mm. When it comes to women, like, there's a big percentage na women won't actually apply for a job if they feel like they're not qualified. And then there's a big percentage with men who will be like, fuck it, I'm just gonna apply.
I feel like that's true. Dude, I've applied to jobs that I was super underqualified for.
Yeah. Pero alam mo yun, yung parang, it's, honestly, it might be so easy to say these things, but ang hirap din kasi na parang to be this motivational person na, guys, wag kayong mag-ano, you know, don't give up, just apply for that,
discard.
Pero parang, ang dali niya sabihin, pero ang hirap din kasi when you're in that, when you're in that situation where, you know, let's say, kailangan mo na talaga ng work. And you can't be choosing and kind of like rejecting a job offer kasi hindi siya perfect for you. What if you're not comfortable? What if you're not comfortable financially to be doing that? You know what I mean? Mm. So, yeah. Wait lang.
Okay. Bless you, friend. Woo!
Excuse
me. Keep that in. I like it. It shows how real we are.
I know. So, yeah. It was such a fresh conversation, and especially having a conversation with someone who, you know, went through the same stuff as me and stuff like that, and who understands me. And I do have a lot of people in my life who do understand me. You know, there's Brian and my family and everything. Pero wala lang, parang I just really wanted to reach out to someone, which, can I just say, that is so not me. Kasi ako, sobrang closed ako na tayo. I'm a closed book. You know what I mean? So, it's really hard for me to open up to people, but it kind of just felt right when I reached out to her, we met up, we had a conversation, and I was, tapos naisip ko, ito yung feeling ng mga extroverted people. Parang first time ko na feel to, ah. And then also, so we also went out, so after that whole meeting with, you know, that person from my master's. Ryan and I also met up with a friend, so we just had like a pub night out. It was really fun, you know, parang normal.
Bar.
Pero alam mo, masasabi ko talaga, the feeling is really different, especially when, let's say, mag-aaya ka ng inuman with your friends, let's say, in Capitolio or in Poblacion or something like that. Yung parang you still know... You kind of still feel at home. Gets mo ba? Yung hindi nyo kailangan sobrang parang, oh, you know, kailangan sobrang nakabista or whatever.
Right.
It's really so different here, especially like Central London or like in London, na parang okay. Feeling mo, hindi ka belong pag hindi ka naka-BS.
Ano ba yung dress code sa mga pubs dyan?
Hindi, wala naman. Actually, wala namang dress code. Pero parang kasi feeling mo ang layo mo sa bahay mo. Alam mo yun? You're just not that's at true. Home, that's basically. But I don't know if that speaks about how I feel, you know, now living here in the UK for more than a year now.
Malapit na mag-2 years, no? When's your 2 years?
Malapit na mag-2 years, yeah. So, I don't know if, like, do I still feel like a foreigner? Mm. There are times that I actually forget that I'm a foreigner. I feel like I just live here. I take the bus, I pay whatever, ganyan. Like,
you pay
I pay taxes, like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, parang may bago ka pumunta dito, kailangan you have to pay some sort of something. So, okay. You know, but then there are still times where, you know, when I feel that I'm a foreigner here is when I talk to people who actually grew up here. Because when they start talking to me about how they grew up, about school, yung mga parang, yung mga references nila about what they did growing up, syempre ako, hindi ko nagigets. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Kasi kunwari lang, sa atin, sa Pilipinas, you know, let's say you bring up, oh, nung nag-ano, bumisita kami sa tita ko nung Holy Week, ganyan. Mm. Gets mo eh, yeah. Gets mo. Can you imagine me bringing that up to somebody who grew up here and they don't know na parang, oh, magbabakasyon kayo pag Holy Week, pumunta kayo sa tita mo sa probinsya, ganyan.
Boracay, LU.
Yeah, or Boracay, ganyan. Or yung ang tawag mo dito, magbibisita iglesia kayo. They don't get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And parang there's always still that wall. And maybe that's also one of the reasons why it's really hard for me to, you know, have friends here. But I'm really, really trying. Mm-hmm. So I actually don't know if parang minsan pinipilit ko na lang ba or am I being fake or something? Pero gusto ko kasi talaga eh. You know, I want to reach out to people. I want to connect with people. Pero minsan mahirap lang talaga. There is always that wall. And yeah.
Yes.
But really? Yeah. Tapos, syempre, there's also that whole like world of job hunting na ako, naisip ko, may wall pa din kasi talaga. Ewan ko.
Parang, pero feel ko pag ano, because, you know, I think once you land a job, dun magsisimula yung ano eh, like in terms of developing a social circle. Kasi lahat mga friends ko, like throughout my life, a lot of my closest friends, like for example, you and me, we met sa work, di ba? And even in the States, yung mga friends ko sa the theater that I worked at for 5 years, they became some of my closest friends too. So for me, especially, I mean, we talked about it here sa podcast, it's so hard to make friends when you're older.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's about proximity. It's about, I guess, having you know, a certain time and place to where you see the same people. But I think, I know, eventually, it's going to happen, right? I think eventually it's going to happen. Unless Ryan lang friend mo buong buhay mo, you gotta.
As of now, I'm actually really good because Ryan is my fiance, Ryan is my best friend, my confidant, lahat na as in support system. Tapos parang goods naman ako eh actually. But yeah, I mean, and at the same time, now that I'm living here in the UK, I do know that, syempre, ang dali din to connect with, like, fellow Filipinos who are living here. Yes. Kasi, di ba, they understand you. And dun palang meron ka ng common thing that you can, you know, that you can actually bond over with. But wala lang, nahihirapan lang ako. But it's okay, because slowly we will get there. Mm. What else did I do this week? Not much, really. Minsan nga naiisip ko, grabe, sobrang iba talaga yung, iba yung life ko before.
Oh, yeah.
Kasi, you know, every week, Shanty we have an event to host my gigs and stuff like that. Na parang, iba yung, na parang naisip ko nga, I wanted to ask you, dapat ba ibahin na natin yung where you been? Kasi honestly, wala akong masashare. Kasi hindi na naman, yung life ko naman, hindi na naman siya, ganun na, oh, you know, this week I went to Batangas because I had to host a wedding and then blah, blah, blah. And so parang ganun yung mga thoughts ko this week. Na grabe, no? But actually, what's exciting about this week was I got contacted by this one, like, skin clinic or, like, wellness center or something and wanted to, like, basically parang partner up with me, I'll make content for them on my own Instagram. So parang at least yon, you know, I'm really looking forward for that.
Abang nagte-transition ka na sa ano, magiging KOL ka na sa UK.
I feel like key opinion leader.
Diba? I feel like you have you have the followers naman. I mean, at least you have, even though most of them I'm guessing are still from here.
Mm-mm.
I mean, that already carries some parang some weight with it. Plus you make videos, diba? I mean, I like your videos.
Yeah, and actually I do want to ask people, like, especially the people who listen to us. Let's say you do follow somebody who used to live in the same area as you and now they're not. Like, paano ako makaka-relate? You know what I mean?
Yes. So what keeps you from unfollowing? Yun yung tanong, di ba?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, as much as madali naman na, oh, you know, these are like the things that they offer in the wellness center or whatever, like, kung follower ka sa Philippines, di ba parang, anong pake ko dyan? So like, how do you kind of like break that barrier?
Yes.
So anyway, what else did I do this week? I started rewatching Superstore again. Because I feel like the first time I watched the whole show, I kind of just played it in the background. Although I do remember a lot of the scenes, but I feel like this time around, now that I'm watching it the second time, parang mas mafe-feel ko. Mas mafe-feel ko siya. So I'm rewatching Superstore. And honestly, I think it's such a good show.
It's a great show.
Yeah. Especially the first,
four. Basta, di ba umalis yung some of the main characters left in the later seasons? I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, see, America Ferrera.
Yeah, because she was
America Ferrera for a time. Yeah.
She was the, I mean, she's like the main character, right? Along with the main dude, the white guy. I forgot his name, but he's...
See Jonah.
Yeah. Good show, man.
Yeah.
And it's really relatable to anyone that's worked in retail. Because I worked in retail day. Although it wasn't in a superstore like that. If you've ever worked in a retail job, there's so many... like things that you could take from that. Now, oy, nadaanan ko na din yun eh. I went through that shit, blah blah blah.
Now, I'm going to share my thoughts about working in the customer service industry. Kasi this week I actually I encountered some rude people.
Oh, you got a nightmare customer? Shit.
Yeah, I got a nightmare customer. And I'm not going to shit on them. They might have like, you know, had a bad day or whatever, or they're just really
fuck him, man. Let's shit on him. I shit on all the nightmare customers.
Pero grabe talaga. Like, alam mo, nung time na yon. So when they were being rude to me, parang nandilim yung paningin ko talaga. Kasi I hate that feeling. Because, okay, I love working as a barista. You know, it gives you so much pleasure to be, you know, serving people. You talk about coffee and the notes and where it's from. It's from Ethiopia. Alam mo yon. Parang it's such a fulfilling job. But sometimes you encounter these people and they make you feel like you're not even a human being.
Yeah. What was yun the issue? I mean, what brought up this encounter?
I don't know, but basically first, like, they were waving around their card at me na parang, hey, I want to pay or whatever.
Right.
Like, ang gusto ko sabihin, children, use your words, di ba? Pwede naman sabihin na, hello, I'm gonna pay, di ba? Parang, bakit kailangan iganong-ganon yung card mo sa mukha ko, di ba? Parang pwede naman, children, use your words, ganon. So, so dun pa lang, medyo, okay, red flag. And then, obviously, I serve them their coffee. And I love serving coffee kasi you get to talk about, yun nga, oh, this is Ethiopia, we brewed it 93 degrees, and then we ganyan, 5 pours, blah blah blah. It's very technical, you know. It's scientific. So ang dami mong pwede pag-usapan, pero once nabigay ko na yung coffee, parang, oh, we asked for paper cups, ganyan ganyan. Parang nagalit siya na hindi daw sa paper cups. It's parang ako, relax. Literally, I didn't even say anything.
Damn.
This afternoon, parang medyo nag-debrief ako sa sarili ko after na parang, I really don't like that feeling that you're not even treated like a human being. Alam mo yon.
It happens a lot in customer service. And not just, just there, everywhere in the world. I mean, the US, it's very rare.
Oh, yeah.
But, I've seen it happen here. Yeah, man. I don't know. I mean,
yung thoughts ko about it is, may nagsabi din sa akin na parang, if you can, take yourself away from that situation. Like, it is not even you. If it was another person there, that can happen again. Mm. You know, parang don't take it personally. Na parang during that time, yeah, I kind of did take it personally.
You didn't spit in their coffee, man? I know a lot of people that would do that shit.
No. Of course, kasi syempre, proud pa din naman ako sa ginawa ko na kape, diba? You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, ganun.
I told you that story, right? About the guy I met before.
Dude,
in the theater. So, I met, long story short, I used to work in a movie theater and it's a chain. So, we were out drinking at a bar after work with my coworkers. And then they introduced me to another guy who works in the same chain but a different theater. And he was telling the stories. Like, one customer was, like, pissed off at another employee. He went to the back and he rubbed his dick in the hot dog bun, bro. Yeah!
That is... So, please be nice to people who handle your food.
Seriously. That's why I never send...
That's a golden rule.
I never send food back, usually. Unless there's a serious problem with it. If I don't like the taste, I'll eat it, man. Like, that's just not... It's not in me to be like...
And if you're going to take your food back... If you're going to ask them to take your food back, be nice about it. You know what
I
mean?
That's true. Some people are...
Sobra.
Yeah.
Guys, libre lang yon. Libre lang maging, decente na tao.
Cordial,
please.
Was it just one customer or...
It was one customer.
Because, what really sucks about... the thing that sticks in your mind is that one customer. You tend to forget about all the nice encounters that you have. I mean, there's... More often than not, you encounter nice people. But unless it's like an over-the-top kind of nice thing that happened, you kind of just, they come and go. But these ones, they stick with you forever. Like, I remember all my nightmare customers. I've had a few. Yeah. I remember why it happened. I remember, I don't remember what I said or what I did. But of course, you have to, as a customer service, you just got to, you gotta take it, bro. But then after that's when you're like, this motherfucker. You go to your coworkers in the back, that motherfucker, this, you know what this fucker did, blah blah blah, and that's how you take it out. And it sucks because that's what I remember most in terms of my interactions with customers. I only remember a few of the really good ones, but you kind of forget all the rest of the good ones, which sucks, you know. So.
Actually, I did have a really good interaction with another customer in the same day, which is, let's just nip it in the bud, mga bad customers.
Right.
So now I'm going to share my good experience. Okay. She actually asked me, like, hey, are you a student? Like, what do you do? What's your passion? Blah, blah, blah. So I told her about podcasting. And then she actually asked me, what podcast do I recommend? And we had like a really good conversation. So yung mga ganun, diba? Parang pwede naman mag-chill lang eh.
Genuine nice people. There are genuine nice people.
Nakakainis. But anyway, I feel like, you know, maybe some people might
fuck
also
that
relate
person,
to
bro.
That.
That's what that shit gets me. I know some people are like, you should just get over it. I get over it fast when I start like cursing them out in my head or to somebody else. This fucking guy or girl.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway. I don't even think about, oh, they were probably having a bad day. I don't give a fuck if they were having a bad day. You're an asshole. Right? I don't know.
True. Kasi pwede din naman na talagang rude lang sila na
they could
tao,
be like that.
Yeah, they could
but
just
even
be
if
like
if,
that.
If that's not your personality, that shit shouldn't shine at all. You know? I feel like I've never been rude to a customer service person ever. I've gotten into things where I feel like I had a genuine complaint and I felt like they were being I was being mistreated. That's when I turn it up a little. But I never, where if someone's genuinely nice to you, I have never, ever in my whole life been an asshole to them. Never.
It's just, it doesn't make
sense. It doesn't make sense.
You just stir shit up. You know
come
what
on,
I mean? Like,
man.
What the hell?
Get out of here,
like,
man.
How unhappy can you be be that kind of person? Yeah. So, parang, siguro sobrang dami na yung mga pagkain na nahulog binalik lang. But anyway, now that I've shared that, I feel so much better.
There we go, man.
And I'm going to say Finn.
Finn, all right. Mine's not that long. I have a lot of stuff to recommend in terms of movies and TV, but I'll start with... last week I talked about doing a shoot for Uniqlo. And shout out to all the Leche fans that kind of... May mga Leche fans na nag-comment. May
I saw.
So I was brought here by the Halal Show. Thank you so for the support. And, you know, I think the video did pretty well. It has like 30 plus thousand views on their IG.
So nice.
Hopefully,
nice.
You know, they get me again. And I think the output was pretty cool. Ano tawag dito? But, diba, I told you when I went on that shoot, I did it so that I could also kind of network and get in with the Uniqlo people, right? And it turns out like they got me for a Facebook Live hosting, something called nice. Uniqlo Live Station, which they which I did on Friday last week. So yung ganap dun is we had to basically it wasn't really live selling na kumbaga na bilhin na kayo blah blah blah. We were just really literally I was in three different outfits and we were just talking about the fits and when you could wear this blah blah blah. There was no script, so you know I was and I hosted my co-host on that day was a team member from Uniqlo. So in terms of all the details and whatnot, I didn't have a problem because she was the one to handle that. And then they ran my game. They gave a giveaway. They gave away like three shirts and blah, blah, blah. And
any giveaway that Uniqlo does, you have to get into
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and actually, I didn't know that they
walang
did that.
Tapon eh. Yeah.
I didn't know that they did that. So, you know, if ever, you know, this is a call to action, and Uniqlo didn't tell me to say this, but go make sure you follow their Facebook page because they do these lives occasionally and they give away free shit, man. The best part about that day is after the shoot, and I've never done this. It's never happened to me before because, you know, I've never really been in the fashion niche. You know, right? So after the shoot, they told me I can pull out the clothes that I want. They gave me, I'm not going to tell you how much it was, but they gave me a budget and they're like, yeah, go and get what you want. And I, you know, but I even messaged Rika. I messaged you, right? I messaged Rika. I was like, dude, I don't know what to get. Because it's like going, it's like browsing on Netflix. Ano nga, ano? Choice paralysis yung tawag mo.
Choice paralysis.
Dude, I was in there for like 3 hours because I was doing the math on my calculator para masulit yung pull-out budget ko. But at the same time, dude, I've never bought that amount in clothes ever in my whole life, unless it was like a big budget, you know, big ticket item. I mean, but in terms of buying, because Uniqlo is very affordable, I would say in terms of it's for the average everyday consumer. So I literally was like at a loss for not words, but like in terms of decision making, I was wondering like, shit, what should I get? And it was like literally I was on a shopping spree. It was so fun, man. So I got, that's why I mean, you can't really see it now. Rico's making fun of my background. I have so many clothes in the background. Wala na, hindi na kaya siya sa, no? In my storage, I don't have enough room for all the clothes that I have now.
That's a problem you always want to have.
It's a nice problem. Yeah, and
you have too many
plus,
clothes.
They gave me a lot of the clothes that I wore during the Facebook Live. So, hindi, ano,
siyempre, nung napawisan mo na, may libag mo na yun.
Pero hiwalay pa yun sa pull-out nila.
May dandruff mo na yun, wala na yun.
So, it was really a dream. Like, it was such a cool thing. So, shout out to Uniqlo. I hope to work with them again in the future. And I really do like Uniqlo. Like, that's no bullshit. I've been wearing Uniqlo forever. Sure. Forever. In terms of stuff that I did, I mean, I've just been playing a lot of basketball. I've been going to Electric Studio as well. Kasi dami kong mga passes na mag-expire na pala. So, I've been trying to make sure that I get those taken care of. But movies, okay, so movies, let me start with the movies that I watched in theaters. I actually only watched one movie. I watched it with Paeng. It's a movie called Civil War. If you watch the trailer...
Avengers?
No.
Matagal na yun, bro.
The movie's called Civil War, and it stars Kirsten Dunst from Spider-Man, if you remember that Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies and a bunch of other movies. And if you watch the trailer, medyo misleading trailer for me. Because the story is, there's a civil war in the United States. It's like California and Texas, they like team up and they're fighting the rest of the U.S. Like that's I gathered from the trailer. So I thought it was going to be like a Michael Bay action, like people just shooting at each other all the time. Although that is in the movie, the story is actually about war journalism. So I think you would actually like it because you know you're in the whole journalism scene, and it just follows how Kirsten Dunst, she's a accomplished war journalist, like she's a famous war journalist, so to speak. So she covered wars in other countries, blah blah blah. So now it's their journey to go to Washington D.C. It's her and like a couple other people. They go to Washington D.C. and they want to cover like the president, who is the kumbaga in this case the bad. It's not really a bad guy, but you know, because it's kind of they're medyo malabing politics. They don't really delve into it, but their goal is to go to the president so that they can take a photo of him and interview him, right? So joining her is a new journalist, this girl who played by Kaylee something, the one who was in Priscilla, and so it's like she's like a protege. And so throughout the movie, I'm not going to spoil it, but basically you see how Kirsten Dunst as a accomplished war journalist, and she's kind of guiding the new girl, and she's shocked because there's bullets flying towards her, blah, blah, blah. It was a really good movie. It's just, but it's so heavy. It's one of those movies that I think you would only watch once because it is just, it's heavy. And there is this the third act where towards the end, there's a fantastic like sequence where there are bullets and tanks and helicopters. It's fucking awesome, man. And the sound design, I feel like if there's any award the movie's going to win, it's going to be sound design, because you really feel like there are bullets flying past you when that shit happens. So Civil War, I would recommend. The other movies I watched them on this time online, I had the Special Agent John these because they're not on the streaming service that I have. Lisa Frankenstein with Liza Soberano and what's her name, man? Fuck, I always forget her name. The main girl.
Cole Sprouse.
Cole,
right?
Sprouse, but the main girl is Lisa Frankenstein. Anyway, I found it pretty endearing. It's not the best rom-com movie. It's like a rom-com slasher movie. Like, it's like a horror slash rom-com thing. See, I know Catherine Newton. That's her name, Catherine Newton.
Ah, okay.
I found it
a rom-com slasher movie. What else is there that's a rom-com slasher movie? Like,
Warm
Bodies.
Well, kind of. I guess in that vein where there's a supernatural slash evil element to it with some romance, and it's a light movie. It's funny. I thought it was funny, and I think Liza did great. And that's not just as a Pinoy pride kind of speaking. I really think she killed the role, man. And she was a genuinely great character. And I like that because she's the stepsister ni Catherine Newton dito. And normally in these kinds of movies, the stepsister is a bitch and kind of a jerk. Right. I feel like they went against the typecast of that kind of role, and she was genuinely like a caring character. Good movie, man. Great movie. It's not the best, but it's I think it's worth a watch. It's fun. It reminds me, I guess Warm Bodies, or maybe like Edward Scissorhands, if you ever watched that movie.
It has
Edward Scissorhand kind of vibes. So I would recommend that. The other movie, the best movie that I actually watched this week is a movie that probably nobody's heard of. It's called Snack Shack. Because I remember recommending on this podcast the movie called The Way, Way Back. Not The Way Back. Huh? The Way Back is with Ben Affleck, not that one. It's The Way, Way Back with Sam Rockwell. And the Snack Shack movie, it's a coming-of-age movie of these two kids. It's set in the 80s, I think. And they set up a snack bar at a pool. And then there's like a, a girl comes into town and she's like the love interest. There's a love triangle. And there's a lot of cool, coming of age themes, friendship, love, first love. What's that? There's just watch it. If you can find a way to watch it, I would highly recommend it. It's called Snack Shack. It's a really entertaining movie. And I watched Roadhouse. I don't know the remake of Roadhouse. I don't know if you have Amazon. So Roadhouse, if you ever watched the original, it stars Patrick Swayze. It's a reboot of that starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor.
No way.
Yeah, bro. And I found that movie genuinely entertaining. Like,
what was Conor McGregor's role?
He was the bad guy.
Okay,
they have some dope ass fight scenes, and he plays a crazy, like, I mean, he doesn't do it in the movie, but he you can tell he's probably like drugged up, like he's like his character's like a drugged up crazy fighter guy. Yeah. It's so entertaining. If you compare it to the original, you're gonna be disappointed because it's pretty much, other than the name and I guess part of the setting, it's really nothing like the original. But it was a fun movie. It's on Amazon if you want to stream it.
Because right now I don't have Amazon. Kasi syempre kailangan mag-budget tayo. So isa-isa lang. When I don't have Amazon, that's when I have Disney Plus. And then when I do like something on Amazon, and then i-disconnect ko yung Disney Plus ko. Ano lang yan, budgeting tips.
Budgeting,
guys.
Baby. And I watched the...
Pero alam mo ba, favorite ko, lagi naming, like the, a meme that I always use is when Conor McGregor said like, I'm sorry I'm late, I just don't give a fuck.
And my favorite is I want to apologize to absolutely nobody.
Nobody. Sobra. He has some good lines.
He's not
an entertainer.
Yeah, he's not listed as he was a great fighter in his prime, but he's never considered as like one of the he's not like the Michael Jordan of UFC, but he's one of the few that really changed the game in terms of taking UFC to in terms of visibility. That's why he's so famous. Like he was so entertaining, and I mean I'd have to do research on it, but I'm pretty sure he's one of the wealthiest UFC fighters of all time, simply because he had entertainment value and he kind of stuck with it.
Anyway,
watch Roadhouse if you like action movies, and Jake Gyllenhaal's good in everything. I don't think I've watched a bad Jake Gyllenhaal performance. There are some bad Jake Gyllenhaal movies, but performance wise he's so good.
The thing is, for me, I do agree, Jake Gyllenhaal is a good actor.
Yeah.
It's just that whenever I watch something that Jake Gyllenhaal is in, I always know that I'm watching Jake Gyllenhaal. You know what I mean?
Have you watched Nightcrawler?
Hindi ko nakakalimutan na he is still Jake Gyllenhaal.
Why? Because he's so good looking, that's why.
he always, I guess he plays himself?
I would disagree. The movies that I watch. Maybe you've only seen a few.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen Nightcrawler, though?
I feel
that's
like...
That's the one where he's actually perfect to our TTs later. Okay. He is a reporter, and he's always trying to get to the scene first and get the first exclusive footage of, like, murders and car accidents and stuff like that.
Oh, I have not seen this. I want to watch it.
I'm telling you right now. It's on Netflix, I think, here in the Philippines. I don't know about there, but that movie is his greatest performance. People might say Donnie Darko or some other Gyllenhaal movie. Nightcrawler, for me, I don't know why he didn't win. I don't think he won. I don't think he was nominated for it. Dude, he should have won something for that, if anything.
Really?
That movie.
Okay, I'm going to watch this.
And I think
I watched Prisoners, Zodiac.
Zodiac, no?
Yeah.
He was good.
Zodiac, I watched The Nice Guy, Seven, Blade Runner, honestly, I kind of checked out first.
I didn't even know he was in Blade Runner. I forgot he was in there. Ryan, you're not confusing with Ryan Gosling, right?
Wait, baka.
I didn't even know he was in there.
Sorry.
But yeah, dude, Nightcrawler is my top recommended Jake Gyllenhaal movie. If anyone, and I really think your feelings are valid about how you maybe thinks he plays the same role, but I think once you watch Nightcrawler, you're gonna be like, wow.
I'm ready to change my mind about my thoughts about Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah.
And the last thing I want to recommend, I talked about it last week, but I feel like I undersold it because I had just watched episode 4. So after we recorded last week, episode 5 of X-Men 97, and you have Disney Plus because you're perfect. It's on Disney Plus. X-Men 97 is so fucking good. Oh my God. Episode 5 is the best thing that Marvel Studios has put out. Like, Marvel Studios is like the TV department, so it's not the movies. It's the best thing that they've ever put out. Like, you can count Loki and all the live action Disney Plus shows. I'm telling you, X-Men 97 episode 5 is the best thing that they've ever done. It is
so good.
But I don't know if I'm biased because I'm a fan of the X-Men. I've been a fan from I read the comics. I watch the 90s show. I don't know if someone because I'm sure you didn't really get into X-Men, right? Like,
I mean, I watched, you know, the core movies.
Oh, the live ones, right? Yeah.
Yeah, right. All the live ones. And
I still think it
but
it
I never really got into any...
Yeah.
What?
I think it will still evoke emotions from you, even if you were not...
Okay, good.
But episode 5 was great. Episode 6 just came out. It was also really good. But episode 5 is what people are, all over the internet. I don't know if it's just me because I like some posts, but... Everybody was talking about it. It was on Instagram stories from a lot of people that I'm sure that you and I probably have friends that posted on their IG stories. It was that good. The writing is incredible. I will say, though, episode 4 was a little bit... I could see episode 4 turning a lot of people off. So you could skip episode... Well, don't skip it. But just try to get to episode 5, because episodes 1 through 3 are really good. So if there's one miss, which is I think episode 4 for some people, episode 5 will bring you back. So go watch okay. X-Men 97, man. Like, that is for me the two things, if you can get to it, Snack Shack, X-Men 97, Civil War. I feel like you could wait for it to come out on streaming. It's a good movie, but it's not like something that you have to go and see. But X-Men 97 is the one, bro. And Finn, man, shall we wapow to our first TT?
All right.
Ella Pangilinan. Let's talk about Ella Pangilinan. So you brought this to my attention, but I looked into it a little bit more. Yeah.
I think we're going to start with Albie, right?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, my bad. Yeah, sorry. I got the order okay. wrong. So let's start with Albie Casino. So Albie Casino, if you know the backstory behind the whole thing, there was this whole issue in 2011 when Andy Eigenman and Albie Casino, they were a couple, right? They were a couple, and then it turns out that in 2011, so Albie Casino thought that Andy's daughter, I'm saying Andy's daughter, because 2011, Albie Casino believed that the daughter, Andy Eigenman, was his. And it only came out 5 years later that it wasn't his kid. It was actually Jake Ejercito, who I think is an actor.
That's insane.
Crazy, right?
That's insanity. As in, that's playing with people's feelings.
Right?
Dark. That's, yeah.
Yeah. Go. I mean, if you want to look into the history, because that's not the TT for today, but if you want to look into the history, that it's a pretty interesting story. And it really, for a lot of people, think that it derailed Albie Casino's career for a long while. He was supposedly paired with he was paired with Catherine Bernardo for some time before Kathniel even happened. Right. So could he have been like the, I don't know, what would it be, Calbi? Siguro, no? Calbi.
Pwede. Loved him. Calbi. Parang yung sa Korean.
Parang Korean barbecue. But anyway, that's not the issue. The issue is, okay, so recently Andy Eigenman's mom, the very talented and famous actress Jacqueline Jose, she passed away. So during a press conference where Albie Casino was present, he was promoting his movie called Casalo, and someone actually asked him about like if he was gonna attend the wake ni Jacqueline Jose. I don't know who it was. It was a reporter or one of those showbiz reporters. I'm not really sure. And he basically just said, like, I'm not going to, I don't think I would be welcome there, blah, blah, blah. So that was the kind of, that's what happened during the press conference. And then later on, at another event that Albie Casino was at, another reporter naman doubled down on this and kind of asked him, like, do you kind of regret any of your remarks that you said during that press conference? So let me just read his response verbatim, because a lot of people kind of reacted to it. He said, I don't regret that. I don't care about how people react. It was just an honest question. I answered it honestly. People die every day. And of course, it's always sad when somebody dies, but I'm not affected by that. And then the reporter said, aren't you scared of the possible backlash? He replied, he doesn't care what somebody would say on social media. He said, why would I care about what somebody has to say on the internet? If I want your opinion, I'll ask for it. So that's right. The statement that he made. And a lot of people were, kind of discussing it. So let's talk about that response first. What do you think about it?
Wait, I feel like first I want to talk about, people asking questions about this, because I feel like it's very, for me, parang they're asking the questions, they're asking these questions not because they're curious, it's because that they know that he will say something na pwedeng maging laman ng news.
Mm-hmm.
That people will talk about it and not a lot of people will like what he said. Alam mo yun, yung parang very leading questions na alam mo na naman na there is an underlying issue between their family and Albie Casino.
Yeah.
And by asking those questions, kumbaga, it's like poking the bear.
Yeah.
You know that whatever he says, talo siya. Whatever he says, people will have a problem with it.
Yeah.
So parang sa akin lang, it's always like a little bit, it sounds a little bit like, hindi naman sa dirty questions, but it's more leading. What I mean?
For me, it's a bastos na question. That's a rude-ass question if you ask me.
At saka, syempre, di ba, kakamatay lang ng tao. Their families are probably grieving. I mean, I'm sure they're still grieving. Yeah. Tapos parang, tas parang tatanungin mo yung mga ganitong questions in a setting that you're not even...
Yeah, at a press conference where he's promoting a movie. Like, it's not even about the movie. It's not like about out of, him. Oh, my God.
It's out of place.
Yeah.
And you know that these things will be in the headlines. You know that these things will be in showbiz news. Mm. And here we are.
And that's what we were talking about behind the scenes before recording. Rica and I, we've been to events, like press events for, you know, for showbiz stuff. And we were talking a lot of shit behind the scenes. Well, I was. I don't want to speak for Rica. But I was talking a lot of shit about showbiz reporters / bloggers / you know, the ones that post. Well, now, uso na ngayon yung social media. It's not, it used to be bloggers, right? Like, ano yung sikat na blog na, that I think it's still going. Pinoy, like, fashion police. Fashion police yun. Fashion parang police. Ganun. You know, yeah. Fashion police.
So basically, if you guys don't know, there are these, like, group of, they call themselves bloggers, eh. Pero kasi feeling ko ngayon, bloggers are like, hindi na bloggers yung tawag, eh. Parang, hindi na, eh. Kumbaga, they start the conversation on their own channels or their own, like, Facebook
or Twitter
pages,
or X now, I guess.
Or Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
And then sometimes, like, it gets shared, like, thousands and thousands of times. Pero the original person that started it, you don't even know that person.
Usually,
like,
yeah.
Hindi kilala. Like, wala silang name. Hindi mo, it's not like a name that usually, you will remember. Yeah. You just know that that's where it started. Mm-hmm. And then people will get talking and it gets shared and it gets, you know, reposted millions of times. And there's this group of people in the showbiz industry that it's just, ano sila, talagang like, they know each other, they get invited. And actually, ako nga, ang question ko is, how do they get invited to all of these press cons and all of these? And I'm sure, like, the people who, like, organize these press cons, I'm sure they invite these people,
they tap
right?
Them,
they don't
yeah,
just show
sure.
up. Yeah,
yeah they
don't
tap
show
them,
up.
For sure.
But the thing is, parang, feeling ko wala kasing some sort of like journalism per se yung ginagawa nila. It's more of like, pag meron lang chika, pag meron lang chismis, sa akin manggagaling, tas ipapakalat ko na. Parang ganun.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much.
That's how I see it kasi. Yeah.
And I agree 100%. Like, okay, so I don't want to speak on behalf of like, I don't want to speak like for all of them. Like, I think some of them are okay naman. But
yeah,
for the
yeah,
most
yeah.
part, man, you can just feel the... I hate to use the term. For me, this is me speaking, not Rica. I just want to make it clear. There's like a slimy social climbing feel when you're there. Like they parang feeling close sila sa artista. Because usually, because these are the same people that come to all these events. So sometimes the artista knows their name. So, and I don't know. I just feel like they are so scummy,
kasi,
man.
Going back to... asking Albie Casino these questions. Sa akin kasi, the main thing that I want to ask is, ano ba yung reason why you want to know the opinion of Albie
they,
Casino?
They
or
don't
want to
know.
Thoughts,
oh, they
parang,
don't really care. They just want to get something
exactly,
to pay.
Exactly. Kumbaga parang tanungin nyo lang yung sarili nyo, parang ano ba yung mismong point nito? Kasi if there was a, alam mo yun, yung parang, if there was a, like an important issue na kailangan i-raise.
Yeah.
Gets ko eh. Gets ko. Pero parang it doesn't really have a point.
What a dumbass question, man. Like that's like asking somebody, I don't know. It's just weird. Like, I mean, take it out of context of celebrity, like this whole celebrity thing. If somebody, if you're like, let's say your family member dies, do you go to their ex-boyfriend from 10 years ago and say, hey, how you feel about this shit? No, you don't do that. Because it's just, it's, you know, it's insensitive. It's insensitive to the family or, you know, family of blah, 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 blah. It's so weird, right? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And
parang
you know,
feeling ko lang, and especially it involves a person who just died.
Right.
And, you know, this person, they have family members, you know, may mga anak sila, may mga apo sila, and they're talking about her like this. You're, diba? Parang, it just doesn't feel right.
To put it into, like, I guess an everyday setting as well. Like, I've had people pass away in my like from my family. And, you know, I've had some, like, or whether it's, like, the ex-girlfriend of somebody who was related to my family, they would comment on the post if somebody posted, like, oh, condolences. Yeah. Like, but we don't go and actively reach out to them and say, you know, hey, how do you feel? blah, blah, blah. How do you...
Kasi parang, ang iniisip ko, maybe they were expecting na he's gonna shit on them. Right, or right. Like the family, kung ano man yung ginawa sa
oh, kanya. Oh, you know they were salivating like, for that nga... shit. They were, they wanted that. I know deep yeah. in my heart that these guys, whoever asked that question, wanted a spicy reaction.
Comment.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And even now, like...
I think this is... Yeah. Mm. Go ahead.
No, his answer was as civil as it could be. And during the press con, he even said like, you know, rest in peace guy. I forgot Jacqueline Jose's like real name or whatever, but Miss or Auntie something he called her. Like rest in peace to her. And he answered the question in a straightforward fashion. Like he didn't say anything outside. Like there was no extracurricular activity in his answer, right? So I couldn't really see it being a bad thing that he said, but of course people yeah. took it, and because of the history, even asking the question, something as just asking that question, like you said, it's a lose-lose, double-edged sword.
Yeah, right? So I think this is the perfect time to whoop-ow.
Yeah,
this is the perfect time to whoop-ow to the next titi, which is Ella Pangilinan, who spoke about responsible journalism and calling out unverified news reports. So Ella Pangilinan is the older sister of Donnie Pangilinan. And you know that Donnie Pangilinan, he's always been in the news, diba? Superstar and
Don
everything.
Don Bell, yeah.
And actually, I think he's been in the news lately because of the Katniel or the Catherine Bernardo interest, I think.
And also, there was a thing with, so to add more context to this, OG Diaz also kind of brought something up on his, yun pa si, isa pa yun si OG Diaz.
But, so now, yeah. Ella Pangilinan went on her Instagram story saying, and this is, I'm quoting this, okay, I'm reading this.
Yeah.
She says, something I find really crazy about supposedly reputable PH news outlets is that they can make news, quote-unquote, out of chismis or stories that are entirely untrue. How is that responsible journalism? And then she goes on saying, yung nakarating lang sa akin ngayon na kay Donnie na yan, ano? Yun yung nakarating lang sa akin ngayon na kay Donnie na yung kung gusto niyang aminin na minsan... Ay, hindi.
Si OG Diaz, said that.
Si OG Diaz na to pala. So anyway, that's what she was saying, na parang she finds it crazy that there are these news outlets that they run with a story out of chismis.
Right.
Taken
from a YouTube video ni OG Diaz. It was supposed to be
so
a blind
item. This is after, you know, Donnie now being in the news because of Catherine Bernardo. And are they dating? So yeah, parang I kind of agree in a sense na yun nga na parang chismis lang naman to, or let's say it was a video from an event or something like that. Tapos because of how many people shared it, or because a lot of people are talking about it, parang nagiging totoo na siya bigla eh. Because of how big the story is, or because of how many people are talking about it, biglang totoo na to. But the thing is it really true?
No, you know? I mean, we don't know the truth, but definitely coming from, because the yung kay OG Diaz, it was supposed to be like a blind item, like that's the story he was talking about. Because OG Diaz has been talking about how Alden Richards and Jericho Rosales are courting Catherine. Like, he's saying this as hearsay. It didn't come from Jericho. It didn't come from Alden. And then he said, like, oh, there's another young actor that's supposedly courting Catherine. And then during the thing, I didn't watch the whole video. I just read it from Philstar. Apparently, OG Diaz accidentally said the name Donnie. So, and tapos natawa daw yung mga hosts. So, for me, that's extra scummy behavior. Yes.
Parang sa akin kasi, especially in the Philippines, like, how people look at the artistas. Ano eh, parang hindi na siya, they're not creating art. Gets mo ba? They're more of like pawns in a game na pag may nanligaw dito, they're like, in the news already, or are they dating?
Yeah.
Do they live together? Yung mga ganun. Para na lang silang pawns in a game.
Right.
And I think people forget na, you know, like they have like some people, they actually have talent. They have a movie to promote. They created a song. They have an album. Parang nawawala na yon.
Right,
parang
right.
Nagiging literally, ano bang tawag mo sa ganun?
Sensationalism? Hindi na kasi, I don't know.
Oh, eh, parang hindi na kasi sila like people making art. They're just famous people who are just part of the news.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
I guess the best example for that, I mean, not because this is not exclusive to Pinoy showbiz, right? It happened everywhere, is Taylor Swift, right? I mean, Taylor Swift just dropped her new album. If you didn't know, Swifties would know, but just a casual listener, Taylor Swift, she did drop her new album. And I think it has like 30 fucking songs on it. I listened to a few.
Yeah.
It's called the Tortured Poets Department. I think that's the name of the album.
Mm-hmm.
But right off the rip, I mean, I get it because Taylor Swift is known for this, but some people are not even analyzing like how good the song is. They're analyzing who the song's about. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, this song's about Joe Alwyn. This song's about Matt Healy. This song's about blah, blah, blah. Which is fair. But in this case, man, I guess it's fair because it's lyrical content. But sometimes I'm like, man, that's what you guys are. I mean, can't you just like take away that part and just listen to like how relatable this could be to somebody else? Right? I mean, not just, you know. But that's a story for a different time. But Ella Pangilinan, I think
guess...
she had a point. Like, I mean, she made a great point. Like, that's.
Yeah.
Yes, man.
I guess kasi in the Philippine showbiz, you know, world, iba na din kasi yung the term artista, eh, 'di ba? Parang hindi ka na lang like gumagawa ng movie or hindi ka na lang gumagawa ng song.
Yeah.
Ano ka na eh, like you're a source.
Right.
Gets mo? Mm-hmm. Na pag may ginawa ka, ikaw na yung, you know, ikaw na yung star. So wala lang. I actually don't know how to comprehend these things because I am always just a person looking from the outside.
Yeah.
Even if, let's say, sabihin natin, we interviewed these people, ganyan-ganyan. Or like, you know, sometimes we're in the same event. Pero parang, I'm sure they're in a different world.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, alam mo, that's actually one of the reasons why I love, remember when we worked in the radio station, we would interview artists with their new songs and their new albums. I love that part of the job kasi you get to know them as human beings.
Yeah.
Na parang bakit nila ginawa yung kanta na to or ba't nila ginawa yung movie na to or like ano yung na-feel nila when they were like creating this role in this movie.
Yeah.
Kasi parang it's talking about what they created.
Yeah,
it's talking about
their talent.
Did. You're talking about their talent and not who they are. You know what I mean? Like, and not kasi nalasing sila last week sa poblasyon tapos nag-away sila. Yung gano'n na parang, I just love that idea that behind this person that you idolize that makes movies and songs and art and paintings is an actual human being who has inspirations and, you know, like influences and stuff like that. Na wala lang. Parang feeling ko kasi yung quote-unquote artista is already, kumbaga, hindi na siya synonymous with a person making art, a person that creates something.
Yeah. People are more focused on their personal issues, personal life.
Yeah, basically.
That's why I have so much respect and I love the series. I know, I'm sure everyone's probably seen a clip at least, or at least a whole episode of Hot Ones with Sean Evans, because Sean Evans is one of the best interviews I've ever like seen. Like I, cause you know, when, you know, like you said, we interview artists, whatever. One of my biggest inspirations or I aspire to be on that level is Sean Evans. Because if you watch his interviews, yeah, sure. They talk. I mean, a lot of the time they only promote what they're doing at the end. They talk about things that are not that people don't really talk about. He never really asks about, he never asks about love life. If you watch, he doesn't ask about who you're dating. He asks them stories about their youth. He asks them, he finds really behind the scenes shit. It's so impressive. I don't know who his research team is. Like, the most recent one I watched was Conan O'Brien and then Zayn Malik. Those are the two that I watched most recently. The Conan one is fantastic, by the way, because I love Conan O'Brien as well. He's my favorite like talk show host ever. But the one with Zayn, He asked Zayn about this comic book that he received and why, and then like his like why this comic book is so important to him. That's something that like that's so cool. right? And I and then Zane's answer was, because Zane never does interviews, so like he rarely does interviews. And you know, if you go to, if you put Zane in front of Entertainment Tonight or OG Diaz or something, OG Diaz is gonna ask him, Zane, I know what happened between you and One Direction. Like, he didn't ask anything about One Direction, Sean Evans. He didn't ask about his fam, Zane's like wife. He didn't ask about why he doesn't show up to or why he doesn't go do interviews. He asked them real life questions that you would genuinely feel that you could ask to a normal person. And it's so refreshing to watch. So if you've never seen Hot Ones, they have like, I don't know, maybe like 500 videos now. They started, I was still in college, I think, when they were doing that. So he has hundreds of videos, and he hits the spot every time, Sean Evans. He's really good. So, and I think that's what we need more of, you know, and less of the,
actually,
the showbiz shit.
That's true. Alam mo, minsan nga, like looking back, kasi the other day, I watched a lot of like YouTube videos of gigs. So like Mayonnaise, Kamikaze, mga ganun-ganun. Like yung mga parang ano nila, live performances nila. And then I kind of just looked back on our job before, where we get to have access to these artists. And napaisip ako na, shit, sana pala nung in-interview ko yung ganito, or when they guested on our show, sana I prepared more and I asked more, you know, I asked more, more, what do you call that? Like more important questions.
Yeah. I feel that some way sometimes too, like, because at the end of the day, our job naman kasi, because in Sean Evans, he has creative control of that program. For us, really, artists come because they're promoting a song, and usually you have to really, obviously you're gonna have to talk about the song and the album, but like you said, I wish I could have asked better questions sometimes in hindsight. And I'm like, I feel like that's why the ones that the few ones that I think that I did really well were ones where I think I came up with good questions, whether it was pre-planned or on the spot. Shane Filan was one of my favorite. You know Shane Filan from Westlife?
Really? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man, I feel like I had a genuinely good interview with him, because other than talking about the song, I think I asked, because I didn't talk about Westlife, right, at all. Maybe I did make just one thing, but more about like how Philippines embrace Westlife. But I asked him about other shit, and I think he liked my interview. I feel ko lang ah. Sometimes you can feel when an artist knows that, oh wow, that's a good question. Because they're so used to answering the same question over and over, that when you throw them something that's different, they're like, you see a little change in their, I don't know if it's their face or their, how they answer it. They seem genuinely impressed. Wala lang. I've had a few like that, and it feels good.
I get that. And it does feel good. But it's also very nerve-wracking. It is. You know, as the interviewer, you know that they've been asked these questions millions of times.
That's why I
hate who's your inspiration
I
for
hate
this song?
I regret asking that question to
like Raymond Marasigan or something. Diba? Na parang, dude, sa harap mo na si Raymond Marasigan, tapos tatanungin mo what was the inspiration for this song. I felt like a noob.
But at the same time, we had to do that as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it was just something that, you know, the labels wanted it. Because, you know, I don't know. But I get what you mean. I'm like, fuck, I hate these cookie cutter general education questions that has been answered, that you could Google it, like,
I do remember one of my best interviews for me, what I really like, that feeling ko like na connect, was with Destiny Rogers. So we had her on The Morning Rush, which was the radio show that I was in before. And then I remember asking a question about when she worked with a Filipino artist who was back in California. Tapos parang, I remember her like lighting up na parang, oh nga, I worked with Gop Dad and stuff like that. Parang, because it's something that connects her and the Philippines as well. Kasi diba, syempre, you know. So yeah, I really enjoyed that interview. Look back to like interviews that we do.
One more quick story. Alvin and I, so Alvin's my former radio partner. We flew to Singapore before to interview Jason Mraz, but we had such a short time, right? So, but there was a cool story, because Alvin's cousin was Jason Mraz's roommate in something.
What?
Yeah.
That's
legit.
That's so insane.
So actually, we obviously, we had like 3 minutes or 4 or 5 minute interview. We couldn't talk about that. But before, or I think it was after the interview, Alvin talked to him about it. And dude, Jason Mraz was like, we were talking. It was so, I mean, not that the interview was
bad.
That
is so cool.
But the after the fact was so different, like night and day, yeah, in terms of, because it was a really personal thing. And like, there was a connection. It was so sick, man. So yeah. Anyway.
That is so cool.
Hey, go ask Alvin about it. It's a true story. I'm not lying. I'm not making it up. It's a true story, man.
Oh, my
It was either his cousin. But say, Alvin's relative. Maybe I got the facts mixed up. But was the roommate ni Jason Mraz, like in college or wherever, back in the day. So cool.
I remember, can I just say, like, yung mga parang ganong, like, connections that you didn't know. I remember, so remember that I have this friend, Charlotte, right? And right, she's real. Okay.
I met her yeah, behind the scenes.
So
already.
Charlotte is my friend here. Ouch. In like in my master's. And then she told me one day that her cousin, who's like the cousin ng other side of the family, so yung hindi na connected.
Right.
Pero parang cousin ng cousin, ganun.
Is it Harry Styles?
Actually, like, hindi. Okay. Yun nga yung sabi ko eh. Is it hairstyle? Si Andy Murray. Like,
the family tennis player? Member.
The tennis player!
Yo!
What the heck? Yo! That is insane. Like, yung cousin niya, cousin si Andy Murray.
One of the best tennis players in the world. Well, yeah, I don't know, dude, now, but he was one of the best in the world. That's
they
crazy.
Have like Sunday roast together. Whoa. Like they went to the wedding of the tita and the guy. That's not true. That's no. That's part of like what, at one point, obviously, because you know they're like core family or like family sila. At one point, when she was a child, she was in like events, like family events with Andy Murray. But he was also, you know, like bata pa din siya.
Yeah, it's good.
So parang ako, that's insane.
So Andy knows her name. Andy knows Charlotte, okay?
Probably.
You guys don't need to know Charlotte. Andy Murray knows Charlotte, all right?
Grabe. Tapos parang ako, no way, dude.
That's sick, man.
Cool. Yeah, it's really cool. Right?
Anyway, Wapow?
Wapow.
We're talking about Joyce. Joyce Spring, do you want to cover this or we can... I have the Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it? Okay, go ahead.
So Joyce Spring actually shared her thoughts about advocating for women to have kids, okay? So simula pa lang ito, you know, there's this thing called the DINK lifestyle, so double income, no kids. Mm-hmm. And that is a choice that many people make,
right?
But on her podcast, she did talk about people who do want to have kids. Mm-hmm. So she said that if you are a woman, and already has a desire to have children. Yung short message niya is, if you think that your career will be ruined over motherhood, she says that it won't, because that's her experience, right?
Yeah. This was in response, by the way, to a listener question, if I'm not mistaken. Parang they were doing like a Q&A portion niya, that's Adulting the Joy Spring podcast. So one of the listeners asked her thoughts on dinks. Mm-hmm. And like Rika said, that was her response, and it got some flack, I guess. And, you know, it's kind of weird.
So she actually said that, and I quote, "My encouragement was that of a woman who did have a career, who got married at 26, got pregnant at 27, and then again at 28, was constantly afraid that my life would be ruined, because that's what a lot of people said that would happen. I'm here to tell you they were wrong, and life just got more purposeful and filled with joy when my two children came." Mm-hmm. So gets ko kasi where she's coming from, because you already know, and you don't even have to be an artista or in the limelight for you to have that kind of fear, because it happens in everyday life when you're at work, diba? Yeah. Parang people always think na, kasi at one point, magma-maternity leave ka. Mm. Kailangan namin bayaran yan, but you're not gonna be at work. You're not gonna be doing work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Laging parang may ganun eh.
Yeah.
So I kind of get that, and I think that fear is valid, mm-hmm, because it's been told many, many times na napag-usapan na yan, and that's one of the things that, you know, That's one of the things that you think about as a woman who wants to have a career, who wants to have, you know, wants to dive into an industry mm-hmm. na matatakot ka na, eh, syempre, obviously, at one point, if you do have plans to have a family, and obviously, you do need to take a break, matatakot ka na, am I going to get fired for this? Yeah. You know, is mm-hmm. this something, is this going to be like a quality, or is this going to be a point against me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah. of course, I guess the concern would also be like, oh, can I still continue my career after, you know, because of responsibilities with the baby. She also clarified, I mean, to continue the statement she posted on Facebook, just so that we get the whole picture. She said, by no means am I saying that motherhood will fulfill you. Only God can do that. So that's what she said. And then she said, I also never said that all women should be mothers. If you don't want kids, God bless you on your journey as well. But for young women who do want to get married and have kids, I want you to know that you will not lose anything, at least not anything that could be more important than bringing life and raising the next generation. And there she goes on to find a little bit more. I'm just trying to find out where people took this the wrong way, because this, you know, it caused quite a stir, I guess, online. I missed the whole controversy, but I did see some people posting about it, and they were kind of going against what she said, but I don't see anything wrong with what she
said. Kasi, maybe they took it, kumbaga, they took it the wrong way that only having kids, that's when you're going to have fulfilled.
Maybe.
Na parang ganun na, you know, it's always a hot topic.
Right.
It's always a tough conversation to have. Because ako, I believe that, you know, these things, it should be your choice. And it's not the only reason for you to be happy or celebrate a milestone.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Getting married, yes, of course, that's great. Having kids, buying a house. But there are so many more things for you to celebrate. Mm-hmm. Not just as a person, but as a woman. Hindi lang dahil nagkaanak ka, dun ka lang pwedeng maging masaya. Kahit wala kang anak, pwede kang maging masaya.
Yeah. Maybe that's why, maybe some people took that the wrong way, no?
That's
yeah,
true. I mean, right? And if gusto mo ng anak and you do have kids, I totally agree. And I hope that it happens for everybody, that your career won't be ruined and you won't be ruined mm-hmm. because you decided to have kids.
Yeah.
And hopefully it does become the norm that, you know, you choose to stay at home and be with your children, or you choose to be a career woman but still have children.
Mm.
Diba? Yes. Alam mo ako, sobrang, you know, me and my mom, we have a complicated relationship, just like anybody else, right? Mm-hmm. With their parents. Pero sobrang bilib ako sa nanay ko kasi she had four kids, she is a doctor, and she took her master's degree at 60-something, and she graduated. And parang dun ko na-realize na it doesn't matter. Like, dun ko na realize, just to see somebody in my life for me to look up to, that you can take up a master's degree at 58 and still be that bitch. You know what I mean? As in, like, nung nalala ko nun eh, pinapanood ko yung mama ko, like, mag-graduate from UP for her master's degree. Tapos parang isip ko, shit, I could do that. Like, I could have kids and a career and then decide to go to school again.
Right.
Kasi nagawa ng nanay ko eh. And it's such a powerful thing to have somebody in your life or to look up to somebody. Kahit sabihin natin si Joy Spring, who is, sabihin natin, artista, diba? To look up to somebody and actually go through these things.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? And that's why I also love, you know, seeing women in sports, in professional
sports. Hey, Caitlin
sports.
Clark. Did you hear about Caitlin
Bro,
Clark?
Bro, yeah, Brad, yeah, yeah, Clark, yeah.
She's a boss, man.
Yeah. Tas parang, alam mo yun, parang I just love seeing that. Kasi we never had that before. Ako, growing
or
up.
Or it wasn't highlighted as much.
It probably. Wasn't highlighted, yeah.
There's
alam
been
mo
a lot
yun,
of great
parang,
female athletes, but yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
get
yung parang sasabihin mo na, actually gusto kong maging athlete, but nobody has ever done this before. But now you see all of these people.
Mm.
You know, in the limelight, you see them on stage, you see them on, you know, winning these things. And
yeah.
Grabe. And now that I'm into cycling, grabe. Mm. Now, I love getting into, like, the female side of cycling.
Kasi,
oh my gosh, like you, how competitive they are and the level of like how they are as an athlete, grabe, on a different level.
Yeah.
So parang alam mo yon, just to look up to somebody and to actually hear somebody say this and actually go through it themselves, mm-hmm. I think it's very important.
There you go.
Sabihin natin na, you know, Joy Spring, minsan may mga times na hindi
she has
kayo,
some hot takes,
you know,
man. She has some hot
she has
takes.
Some hot takes we talked you about don't it really before, agree. Yeah. You might not agree with everything that she says, but for me, I agree with this one. It's yeah. on point.
Yeah. But full transparency,
and it's her experience.
For me, at yeah. least, full transparency, I didn't listen to the episode in question. Mm. So I don't know exactly, because this was the stuff that we talked about right now on this TT was from her Facebook post recapping what she said. I don't know, maybe her tone could have been different or something. Maybe the word choice wasn't exactly how it was worded on Facebook. So yeah. if there's someone who, if there's a Lecce fan that maybe is also a listener of Joyce's podcast, maybe you could fill us in why maybe people took it the wrong way. Because mm-hmm. from the, if you read the post and you just read the statements, I don't see any malice at all in it, right? And I don't think there's
yeah.
any.
Because we're talking about, we're talking about this statement itself.
Right, yeah.
So it might be baka sa ibang part ng podcast, so we don't know.
Could be.
And like
could
you
be.
Said, it could be the tone yeah. or like, you know.
True.
Strong personality kasi Joy Spring. Yeah, so yeah, maybe yeah. like people are put off with that
maybe.
Or something.
Could be. Yeah.
So we don't know.
She could, I mean,
so,
she, but, I could see I mean, her being polarizing to a lot of people. Mm. So any more thoughts on this, Rika G?
I'm happy that, you know, she talked about that. But
yeah.
I also, I mean, I really have nothing against people with double income, no kids.
Hell
you
yeah.
you do you, boo.
Yeah, man.
You do you. If you want to stay at home and take care of your kids, you do you.
Yeah.
You
so unless I mean? Joyce like, explicitly said dinks are not good, which I don't think she did based on the statement. I think I don't think she, yeah. she has nothing against dinks either. You know what I mean?
Don't ever think that, you know, these archaic ideologies are not, you know.
The patriarchy, man.
It's still out there. I do remember, you know, somebody telling us that magpapakasal kayo tapos hindi kayo mag-aanak. Sayang naman, wag na kayo magpakasal. And I'm like, that is such a 1992
bitch,
thing to say. Bitch, please. Who are you to tell me what to do with my body? Okay? Pero grabe, minsan, nung narinig ko yun, gulat na gulat ako that people still think that way. And
was
I'm not
boomer?
Saying you can't.
I'm going to go on a whim and say
know.
It was a boomer. I'm just going to go on a limb here.
I don't
betting odds say it was a boomer.
Pero parang grabe nagulat ako. Parang ako, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But it's not exclusive to boomers. Some people are like some
yeah,
Gen
some
Z
people
and
are
millennials.
Just, you know,
they were just, that was instilled in their minds at
yeah.
a young age. Probably from parents who also were I don't know if the term is right, but indoctrinated.
Kulto pala to, guys.
Anyway, Wapow?
Wapow!
Just a quick, so I mentioned Caitlin Clark. If you don't know who she is, I highly suggest you look into her. Based on, you know, in terms of like women that are empowering and whatnot. So she was she's a highly touted college basketball player. And she mm-hmm. won like almost all the awards. She broke the scoring record in college. And people are seeing her as like the next Michael Jordan. Or for people who are more familiar with the current game, she's like the next LeBron James, right? In mm-hmm. terms of women's basketball. And if you go on YouTube, if you watch highlights of Caitlin Clark during the college like tournaments and games, there's so many comments on there that say, Caitlin Clark made me watch my first women's basketball game. Caitlin Clark will make me start watching the WNBA. And I think that's really cool. I mean, because there are a lot of talented, like, I think I said it before, women, when I watched, I told you, I think I said on this podcast, women, when I watched the women's basketball dance at Nike courts at BGC, they play way better fundamental basketball than the fucking kids that I play with, man. Oh my God. So shout out to Caitlin Clark. Wala lang. Just so in case you don't know who that is when I mention it, I think it's worth knowing her name because it's going to be a name that you're going to hear a lot of in the future.
Yeah. And I do know that, you know, there is some issue recently with her.
Her pay. Is that what
her
you're talking
pay,
about?
And I remember there was this interview, a post-game interview, where a reporter made a sexist remark.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Towards her. Yeah, I do. I did see that a lot.
Really?
I think, kasi diba she does like the heart like thing or something.
I actually don't something know. Like that. I don't know.
Basta parang there was this whole like sexist remark that was directed towards her in one of the interviews, and that's what I've been seeing. That's why, but I do watch her too because you know I follow the WNBA
on Instagram. Just like
on Instagram, and just like the NBA, actually, most of the time I look at their Instagram and the athletes' Instagrams because of their outfits.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not exclusive to the WNBA. Right, I also do that to the NBA stars, okay? Yeah.
But on them, I mean, like in the history of the WNBA, I admittedly, I never really followed the WNBA, but I know the big name players from the, you know, the growing up, Diana Taurasi, Sue Bird, Candace Parker, to name a few, Lisa Leslie, who was the first woman to dunk in a WNBA game. Like, but I guess that they, you know, there was in an era, well, maybe Candace Parker was a little bit later, but that was an era when social media wasn't as prevalent. So there is some, like, and I know on this podcast, we shit on social media a lot, like the negative side, but there is that, at least for me, this is one of the great things that's coming from social media in terms of the visibility of all these new athletes and everything. So, you know, just wanted to share that. And yeah, that's the podcast for today, man.
That's it, man. Don't forget to follow us everywhere. It's at The Halo Halo Show, except on Instagram. And then we also have our Facebook group, which is The Halo Halo Show Leche Fam. And I think that's it.
That's it. Yeah, we still have merch if you want to order. I forgot. I got a message, a Leche Fan. I'm so sorry to the Leche Fan that asked me to send a shirt. I was busy like hosting and shit. And slip my mind. I'll get that out to you. But yeah, if you want orders, some shirts, you can see the designs on our Instagram and then just message the IG there. I'll take care of it. And yeah, that's it. Extra song, Rika G.
Bye.
Peace.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.